Good day, Australia. It's Sunday, July 20th, 2025, and you're listening to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. This is Paige Estrutori bringing you significant industry insights courtesy of Financial Services Online. Let's kick things off by visiting a recent AFCA ruling. A case involving a policyholder and auto in general has seen AFCA side with the policyholder in a storm damage dispute. This pivots our attention towards the role of evidence in claims assessments. Insure Auto in general denied a claim attributed to storm-induced water damage, but AFA found inconsistencies in the insurer's evidence and ruled in favor of the policyholder, though they found no need for additional distress compensation. Lesson here? A sound reminder for insurers to provide robust evidence when it comes to claims. Now, let's focus on the home insurance landscape, which is set to make an electrifying shift, marked by the rise of residential solar panels and battery systems. Finity predicts a different Australia. Imagine this, every home being a self-sufficient power station. Quite an image, isn't it? But it isn't without its challenges. Current supply chains and cash settlement calculations may not be sufficient. By 2035, policies may have to incorporate these energy systems. As a pioneering industry, insurance has the chance to not only help mitigate costs, but also support emission reduction. It's a bright future, with power to the people, quite literally. Let's pivot to a complex issue, mental health. The Council of Australian Life Insurers has reported a significant increase in mental health-related claims. In fact, they've overtaken total and permanent disability claims. Last year, Australian insurers paid out a staggering $2.2 billion. This has put pressure on insurers to revise their frameworks and support those facing these challenges. The industry needs innovative strategies to tackle this crisis, and the sense of urgency is palpable. On the topic of reevaluating policies, QBE Insurance Group has drawn attention to landlord insurance. Data reveals that 38% of landlords may face financial hardship if their properties become uninhabitable for even a short period. Additionally, tenant-caused property damage has been experienced by 30% of landlords, with 61% filing claims. Surprisingly, just over half have landlord-specific insurance. The clear message from QBE is this: landlords, ensure your investment property is adequately protected. That's all for this week's roundup of insurance news. Remember, Financial Services Online is your companion for both personal and business insurance. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au to stay informed and protected. I'm Paige Estrutori, here to keep you up to speed in the ever-evolving insurance landscape. Note, 3948 characters, including white spaces.